Thank you, Cecilia. We are in the middle of the series sermon titled What is God's Will for Us? And it's our second time to share the message today. And last week we talked about the purpose of God's creation. I hope it's not new to you who attended last Sunday. What is the purpose of God's creation? And the purpose of God's creation is to find out the genuine goodness in His creation so that we can take a rest in God. So the day we take a rest in God is holy, because God called it holy. Right after His creation, He took a rest one whole day and He called it holy. So that's why we may call it holy day. It's a day just for fun, but a day of holiness, because we can take a rest in God. And God is my master, God is my creator, and God is my heavenly Father. That is not my own confession, but that should be our confession if we could take a rest in God. Because God created all the earth, God created everything here in the world, and He's our master. That's why we can take a rest in God. That's what we talked last Sunday. So if we know and believe that the true purpose of God's creation is not to make us busy, we can take a rest in God, not because everything is fine, but because we trust in God. That is what you shared last Sunday. And today, we are going to talk about being rather than doing. Well, it is an interesting and a little bit difficult concept that being is ahead of the doing. You know, because many people are living based on doing-oriented life. People feel that we have to do something always. So doing seems always ahead of the being. Well, it might be a little bit difficult explanation, so I'm going to use a story in the Bible. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus presents us an interesting parable, the parable of great banquet, great supper and party and dinner. The story is like that. A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invite many guests. He sent out his servant to bring all guests, but they reply like that, "Well, I just bought a field, so let me just go and see. I must go and see my new field." Maybe the rice field or potato field, or what field? Corn field. He bought a new field. So he said, "I must go and see. I cannot go to your party. I cannot attend the banquet." Another person said, "Well, I just bought a 5 yoke of oxen. Well, I have 5 cows, 5 oxen, and I just bought a 5 yoke. So just let me try it first. I must try them first." And the other person say, "I just got married, so I cannot come. I just got married, I cannot come." After the master got all reports, he ordered to his servant to bring all peoples on the street, the handicapped, the poor, the jobless, the homeless. He ordered his servant to bring all the peoples to fill up his place of the banquet. So finally, the master said, none of those men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet." Well, this story is well known to many Christians, that God is calling to all people to come to heavenly banquet. First, there are certain people who got invitation to come, right? But you see, they were stuck by doing something. You know, one person bought a new house, and another one bought 5 cars. We had a car show yesterday, right? Another one bought 5 new cars, and the other one just got married. So they were busy doing something. You know, they are just doing and doing and doing. So they couldn't respond to the invitation. But however, what master of the banquet asked them was being. You know, being in the banquet, right? Being with him. But unfortunately, doing became more important than being to them. So they didn't come to be in the banquet. But finally, the master called all different people on the street and fill his banquet. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this story is about us. God is inviting us to be with God. But we are busy doing something because we got a new job, we bought a new car, and we just got married. We just got a newborn baby here, and so on. So the invitation from God is not to make us to something, but His invitation is to be with God in His banquet, but we couldn't respond because we are in the middle of doing. Well, invitation sounds great, but you know what? I just lost my job. I just got fired. You know, I have to send my CV, resume to another company. I cannot respond to your invitation. I have to do something. You know what? I'm talking about life tornado, life hurricanes. You know what? Invitation is really good, but you know, my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife should go to hospital, so I have to be with them. I have to go with them, so I cannot respond to the invitation. No. I have to do something. Doing. That's why we are stuck in the middle of doing. Being should be the foremost thing before doing something. So the reason that I have emphasized to pray to God and to read the Bible is not to ask God help only, but to be with God is most important things that we have to be with God. You know, we are in the life of tornadoes, right? Life of hurricanes. Everybody has that one, right? We don't know what's going to be maybe tomorrow or next month. So we are in the middle of a tornado. We are kind of busy in our heart. So we have to do something. That's what we feel. But God said, no, come to me because I prepared a banquet. Come. I have to do something because I just bought a car. I have to try it. I just buy a house. Let me see, go to my new house. I just got married. I just got my new family here. Let me be with my wife. Let me be with my husband. No, not you. So we are stuck in doing something. But you know what I'm saying is being should be the foremost thing ahead of the doing something. That's why I emphasize, pray to God, read the Bible. You know why? Because praying to God and reading the Bible is the only authentic way to be with God. Spending time with God. I talk about it in 9 o'clock service also. But you know, think about the spending time with someone. When you pray to God, you know, you have your own certain way to pray, right? Maybe you sit on the chair, you kneel down on the floor, whatever. Whenever you pray to God, you are spending your time with God, right? Without praying, you don't spend your time with God. At least when you pray to God, you are focusing on God. You are spending your time with God, being with God. When you open the Bible and when you read the Bible, that means you are spending your time with God to get to know what God's will for me, right? To get to know. Oh, God says, Jesus said, spending my time with God is what? Reading the Bible. That's why we have to pray to God. That's why we have to read the Bible, because that is the basic, authentic way to be with God. Before I got married to my wife, I had a girlfriend. You're not surprised for that. You should not be surprised for that. You know, look at me. I'm so brave, man, right? Before I got married, I had a girlfriend. To get to know my girlfriend, what I should do is, what? I had to spend my time with her, right? I had to buy a, what? Movie ticket to go to movie theater with her, right? And I had to spend my time to be with her. I had to buy a lunch and dinner. Well, many times my girlfriend bought it, you know, for me, but I deserve it, right? You know. But the point is, we spend time together to get to know more. Finally, we got married. Well, you know, that's why I could say that about my girlfriend, because she was my girlfriend before we got married. So I'm not a brave man, you know, actually. But the point is, we have to spend our time together. Well, if you want to know more about me, Eugene, you have to visit my place, and you have to call me, and you have to set up the appointment to have a lunch and dinner, whatever, or coffee. And just, you have to promise that I'm going to buy you lunch. That would be great. Call me and ask me to be, because spending time with me means you will get to know me and I will get to know you more. How much do you know God? How much do you know God? It depends on how much you spend your time with God. It depends on how much you pray to God. It depends on how often you open your Bible to read the Bible. Because Bible is not only one of the best-selling books, but this is the Word of God. So what I'm saying is a basic foundation to spend our time to be with God. Being with God should be the most first thing that we have to concern, not before doing something. Well, we just done the car show yesterday. Well, car is one of the words that one of the difficult to make a sound correctly, because there's R sounds. Car. We had a car show yesterday in the fall festival. It was great. I mean, it was my first time, and I was so happy to be a new people. And I'm a fan of a car, actually. So I saw many antique cars back there, and I was so happy to see that. And also I saw that many youth come and they made a stew, and it was so good. But you know what? When I pray for the car show on Friday or day before the car show, I got to know something we are missing, very important point. Well, we know how to do the car show. We know how to do that for festival because we used to do it. You know, we have knowledge and we have experience. But I don't know, because we haven't enough time to pray for that to God. Maybe we were busy doing something in car show. Maybe you are busy doing something for car show. You know, I saw that, you know, many of you came yesterday, and in the kitchen you work really hard, you serve people really great. You know, everybody was so happy. But you know what? Doing is not our first priority. Being should be the first in our Christian life. I'm going to talk about the worship service also. I would like to emphasize the worship service as the place we should be. Without worshiping God, doing ministry is useless. I can say useless as a pastor. Wow, how could a pastor say that ministry is useless? There's one condition. Without being with God, doing ministry is useless. Without worshiping God, involving ministry, activities, programs is nothing. Without being with God, doing something for God is nonsense. God doesn't like us to do ministry without being with God. It is the same to the pastor. You know, pastors, we are doing the ministry, but without being with God, my ministry is nothing. Nothing. My first priority is to be with God by what? Praying to God and reading the Bible, because I want to spend my time with God, because I want to get to know Him more and more and more. Because being with God is first thing that I have to do for the ministry. So without being with God, doing the ministry is nothing. It is not about only the pastor, but it's about all our Christians. We are here in the church not to involve any programs, not to participate any ministries, not to do something good to other people, but we are here because we worship God. The first and the most important reason to be in the church is to worship God. Praise God. Well, maybe some people may say, should I come to church to worship God? Is the church the only place to worship God? I can worship God in my place. I worship God everywhere, every moment. Well, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, yes, you're right. You can worship God everywhere and every moment. I don't mean that Sunday worship service is the only service we should attend, but Sunday worship service is the basic and the foundation of worship. On this foundation, we can build up everyday worship to God. This is what today's scripture presents us to also. Today's scripture, look at that, we just read today's scripture, one of the popular ones, popular stories to everyone. It is about the Pentecostal phenomena. Disciples gathered together in one place, right? They were not individual. They were communal. Then they wait for the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus promised to be sent. We don't know how long they'd waited for the Holy Spirit, but at least we could see that they spent their time together to worship God and pray to God while waiting for the Holy Spirit. They didn't go out first to preach the gospel. They didn't go out first to practice the love of Jesus Christ. They didn't go out to commit any ministry, but they were waiting for the presence of the Holy Spirit, because being with the Holy Spirit should be ahead of the doing ministry. But many times what I see in our Christianity, in our churches today, we are so busy opening our door to go out before being with God. We have many things to do out there. That's why we just occupied in doing something out there. But in the Bible, we see they are gathered together. They are waiting for the Holy Spirit, because being with the Holy Spirit should be ahead of the doing ministry. And finally, we read the Bible today. They got the Holy Spirit. Like a fire of tongues of fire, you know, be upon each of them. And then they opened the door, they went out to the street, and what? Preached the gospel. They started preaching the gospel after being with the Holy Spirit. What was the gospel they preached? It was so simple. They said, Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Christ. You kill him on the cross, but he resurrected, because he is the Son of God. He is our Messiah. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. They were so bold, like a lion, you know, to proclaim the gospel to the people. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. How could they do? Because they were with the Holy Spirit first. Being with God was the first to them, not going out. Well, I'm using the car show because car show was happened yesterday. Wow, we had many people come, and I saw that really great job. And especially the weather was so perfect, right? Not too hot, not cold, not humid. It was so great, so blessing. But did we preach the gospel? Or were we just busy selling our hamburger or our stew? What? Doing cannot be the first. Being with God should be the first. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm not challenging you only, but I am challenging me myself. Hey, Eugene, are you with God now? Or are you busy doing something like new ministry in this church? That challenge came to me. Legit challenge came to me. Well, I don't know about the Impact Ministry. I heard about the Impact Ministry so many times, because the Impact Ministry was done before I came here, and the program, I heard that the program has been stopped by the district level. But I didn't know about the Impact Ministry experience. But what I got to know is Impact Ministry really impact to us. We open our hearts for our ministry, right? I want to challenge you in terms of Impact Ministry. Yeah, we have to keep doing the Impact Ministry, not by doing something new, but by being with God first. Because God's invitation is still valid for us. God invites us, come first. Well, finally, the disciples, they experienced the Holy Spirit, and they became what? Evangelists. They became missionary to everywhere. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we all people have a certain tendency to do something quickly. And also we have a certain tendency to see quick results. in what we are doing. However, remember, being with God must be the first. What God wants us to do is to be still. Be still. Last Sunday, we talked about taking a rest in God, and we talked that it is not easy to take a rest in the midst of tornado and hurricane of life. And last Tuesday, in our Tuesday Bible study, we shared the story of the Israelites chased by the Egyptian soldiers and facing the Red Sea in front of them. It was like a dead end, you know? It was like a cul-de-sac. There was no escape way. They were like soldiers behind them, but also there was a Red Sea. The Israelites, they cry out to Moses. And Moses said, in the Bible, Moses said, "Be still! Be still! You will see the deliverance from God." Be still in God, brothers and sisters. Then you will see the deliverance from God. The God will guide us. God will drive us. God will lead us. Be still. Do not move, brothers and sisters, until you experience the Holy Spirit. Well, there are many things to do, right? In your life, there are many things to decide, right? Maybe if you want to buy this house, you have to think about, is it the right place? Or is that a better place? There are many choices in our lives, right? Many moments of choice we are facing. Don't move, brothers and sisters, until you experience the Holy Spirit. Because everything we are doing ahead of the Holy Spirit is not God's will. Ask God to send the Holy Spirit upon you. Then you will experience that being with God is a real blessing. We gather together today here, just like the disciples 2,000 years ago. Not to do something, but to be with God. So it's the moment of our blessing because we are with God in this place. We cannot miss this place. We cannot miss this time because worshiping God is the most important blessing time for us in our lives. Well, from next year maybe, before the car show, I would like to invite our church members maybe a week ahead of the car show to come together to pray and ask the Holy Spirit be upon us. Not for the cultural ministry, but for being with God, because that should be our four things that we should pursue. My dear brothers and sisters, I would like to encourage you all and challenge you all to ask God to send His Spirit upon us, Lord. Because being with God is the first and foremost important thing we should look for. Without being with God, doing ministry is nothing. Without being with God, without being with the Holy Spirit, doing anything is nothing. God is inviting us to His banquet. You have a car, you have a house, you got married, that's okay. Be with God. That will be our most blessing moment in our lives. Let us pray.